Success Now. 9 rules that will catapult you to maximum success.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle in the direction of your dreams and your goals. And today we're talking about success. I'm giving you 9 secrets, 9 rules, 9 guidelines. I don't care what you call them. Follow them. They will help you manifest success now. Why wait? You know, everybody says, you know, 5 years from now, Bob, when I achieve my goals, I will be successful. Come on. Today is the day that you claim your success. And then you just live it out. Then you just live the dream. But you have to claim it right now. So let's start. Number 1, this is so important. Be the master of your own thoughts. Oh, that's critical. That's so important. You have to learn to take control of your own thoughts. And how do you do that? Everybody's saying, Robert, you know, my thoughts get in the way. My thoughts mess me up. It's because your beliefs are messed up. Get down there, dig deep, and change those beliefs. Beliefs that you have to work hard for money, or that she's never coming back, she broke up with you and it's all over with, it's goodbye, or that whatever you achieved yesterday or 10 years ago, you can't achieve now. Those are limiting beliefs, and those beliefs lead to thoughts that get in your way, that tear at you, and rip your success apart. Okay, so you go to your beliefs, you start examining those beliefs. If they're negative or limiting, you change them, you rewrite them out. And then your thoughts will automatically change as a result of new beliefs. Be the master of your thoughts. Number 2, you got to be master of your emotions. Now, this is going to be easy once you have done the work to become master of your own thoughts, because all emotions are stimulated by thoughts, thoughts that you have, thoughts that are rolling around in your head, bouncing around like a pinball machine. And those thoughts, they awaken emotions. And pretty soon you feel sad, or you feel depressed, or you feel uncertain, or you feel fearful or doubtful. And that zaps you of your success. That zaps you of your potential. Be the master of your emotions. It is absolutely critical that you master your emotions, and you do that by first mastering your thoughts. But you know, you can work it both ways. In other words, you can follow your emotions back to your thoughts and find out the thoughts that are causing those emotions. And you can also look at your thoughts and kind of guess what kind of emotions they're going to lead to. And then you change them. And how do you change them? You go all the way back to those beliefs, those negative, limiting beliefs. That's the key. That's the secret. So number 1, be the master of your thoughts. Say it right now. I am the master of my thoughts. Think about that. Think about that. That's absolutely amazing. When you make that affirmation, that claim, I am the master of my own thoughts. When you say that, you are taking control of your life, of your destiny, of your world, and you are maximizing success now. Number 2, I am master of my own emotions. Number three, live in the now. You know, so many people, I'll be happy when. Have you ever said that? You know, I'll be happy when. Well, today is all you have. Tomorrow is promised to no one. Things happen in life that are so fast, that are so quick, that can reshape or shift your life in a way that you can't even begin to imagine. So make a commitment that right now you're going to maximize your happiness, because when you do, you start attracting more happiness, and then more and more. Likes attract likes with the law of attraction. Live in the now, right now. Focus. If you find yourself futurizing too much, breathe. Just breathe. Just breathe. Take 5 minutes off. Turn off the phone. Turn off the computer. Slow it all down and breathe. Live in the now. Does that make sense? I think it does. I am Robert Zink, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, inviting you to claim your success now. We'd like to talk to you about a mentoring program, particularly if you're working on your career, if you're working on your business, if you're starting a business, if you're looking to start a business, if you're building something bigger than yourself. We'd like to help you. I'd like you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Let's discover together exactly what we can do. I mean, we put these two heads together. You got a great head. I've got a good head. We put them together. We're going to maximize your opportunities and your success. Visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. That's lawofattractionsolutions.com. Hey, number four on the list, prioritize your goals. Every day, you should have two or three goals that are must-dos. I must get this done. You see, when you get to the point where you say, I must do this, I am doing this, I will do this, because if I don't, it will cost me. When you get to that point and you stop procrastinating, and you focus on those two or three goals. The problem is most people get up in the morning, they got about 20 goals. You know what I'm talking about, Rachel?
I think it's about 30.
About 30? Yeah, they got about 30 goals, right? And everything's flying all over the place. And you just feel like at the end of the day, if you were able to scrape the surface a little bit, that you were kind of successful. Rather have two or three prioritize goals that are absolutely essential. Get them done every day. That's what successful people do. That's what you do. Number five, set intentions, goals that will stretch you. Stretch you, you know, like remember Stretch Armstrong? Most people don't remember Stretch Armstrong, but Stretch Armstrong was this doll that little kids could have, and you could stretch his arms and stretch his legs. I want you to stretch your goals, okay? Stop thinking about if I only had enough to pay the rent. Stop thinking like that. Or I'd be so happy if she would just come back to me. Or if he would just call me, I would be happy. That's not a goal, okay? Stretch that goal. I'm looking for an incredible relationship. I'm manifesting. It is happening. A beautiful, loving relationship like I've never experienced before, and it's going to last the rest of my life. I am making more money than I've ever made, because money is very, very easy to make. You get the idea? Stretch your goals. If you can set a goal for $20,000, you can set a goal for $40,000. If you can set a goal for a three-bedroom house, you can set a goal for a four-bedroom house. Stretch your goals. Number six, embrace change, because it's a certainty. It's an absolute certainty. change is happening. It's not happening 5 years from now. It's not happening 10 years. It's happening today. Every single day, change is taking place in the world, in your life, in your family, in your business. If you're not on top of change in your business, you're messed up because you'll be making buggy whips when everybody else is driving automobiles. Look at the companies, big companies, blue chip companies that went out of business. They went out of business because they didn't see the change. They didn't study change. They didn't embrace change. So you need to embrace change.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Number 7, overcome your fears. Write them down. Write your fears down. Do you realize that only about 8% of your fears will ever manifest? Only about 8%. That's a pretty small percentage. Most fears never happen, but they stop you from maximizing your potential and maximizing your success. So overcome your fears, write them down, and then argue against them out loud if necessary. Tell yourself why this fear is stupid to have, why it doesn't make sense, why it is holding you back, why it's keeping you sad, why it's keeping you down, why it is limiting your potential. Some fears are real, but most are not. You have the power to overcome your fears. Number 8, you got to put skin in the game. You got to get to give. Yeah. Oh, I know you don't want to hear that. I know you don't want to hear that. Do you know there are people out there? Listen to me now. Don't doubt me on this. There are people out there that think that what I do for free. No, I'm willing to give as much as I possibly can. But I expect to get. And so should you. I want you giving to get. And oh, I know people are saying, that's bad. That's bad. Why is it bad? I mean, when you go into a store, you give them money. Don't you give to get? You give them money and they give you a product back. When you go to buy an automobile, don't you give the car dealership money and they give you the keys to the car? Everything in life is about getting to get. Think about this for a moment. Say you were a caveman and you were hungry. Wouldn't you have to give of your time and your energy and go out and hunt or garden? Of course. Everything is about, in this world, is about the law of reciprocity. You're giving, you're receiving, then you're giving again. The idea is not to choke the energy. The idea is to give and then receive, and then give more and receive more, and give more and receive more. And you see what I'm saying? It's okay to give to get. It's good to give to get. But you have to be willing to give in order to receive. Number 9, 3 little words will change your life forever. Do it now. There are so many people in the world that would be so successful. I mean, they would have empires if they didn't procrastinate. Are you one of those people that put off exercise? Do you put off starting a good clean eating habit? Do you put off learning new material and ideas to advance yourself? What do you put off? You probably put off a lot of things. If you're a procrastinator, you've gotten into the habit. It's become a habit. Well, Vince Lombardi said that winning is a habit. Winning is a habit. One of the greatest coaches of all time, Vince Lombardi, the Green Bay Packers. Winning is a habit, but unfortunately, so is losing. And procrastinating is a form of losing. It's a form of low self-esteem and low confidence. I know you read all these new articles today and they say, oh, procrastination is a good thing. Well, there was a guy by the name of W. Clement Stone who built a multi-billion dollar empire on three words. Do it now. He had those words engraved on his desk. And that's the one thing that uniquely made him different from so many others that came up there during the Depression and built companies. His company is still very big. You're probably getting tons of junk mail from him every day. I know I am. Of course, he hasn't been around in years. Three words, do it now. You don't have tomorrow. There's no guarantees on tomorrow. So do it now. Let's get it done. And then you move on to something else and do it now. And you move on to something else. And that's how you build. And that's how you attract. You're the master of your destiny. You are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle. And off in the distance is your goals. And you're coming closer and closer and closer. These nine rules, secrets, guidelines will empower you. Listen to this podcast again. Share it all over the internet because I want as many people as possible hearing this podcast because it will make a huge difference, a massive difference in their life, in your life. Hey, be sure and subscribe to us on iTunes, on Stitcher, and on YouTube. Thank you so much for listening. We love you. Have a great day because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye.